A Denali climber was rescued yesterday after spending 14 hours deeply wedged inside a crevasse. National Park Service spokeswoman Maureen Galtieri reports 38-year-old Martin Takak of Slovakia fell unroped into the crevasse while descending the peak before 1:30 a.m. on Monday.
Mr. Takak fell through the snow bridge and came to a rest about 40 feet below the glacier surface, pretty tightly embedded in the ice.
Galtieri says other climbers saw Takak fall and started a rescue operation. The accident occurred at the mountain's 7,800-foot level of the Kahiltna Glacier along the West Buttress Route. Galtieri says more than two dozen people participated in the rescue, some taking turns lowering themselves into the crevasse to chip away at the ice.
After a lot of manual labor and final hour of some mechanical advantage in the end with a pneumatic chisel, they were able to free him from the ice and get him onward into medical care.
Galtieri says Takak was severely hypothermic and suffering from critical injuries when he was flown to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital.
I would have to say he has a tremendous will to survive, and it certainly was probably helped by the fact he knew right away that there was a team of people working to get him out.
Galtieri says it was the second major crevasse rescue operation to retrieve an unroped climber so far this spring on Denali.
This year, the lower glacier has had quite a bit of crevasse danger. Weaker snow bridges than usual, not a lot of winter snowpack.
The NPS cautions climbers to always travel roped together and to wear skis or snowshoes to increase flotation on soft or thin snowpack.